الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَهُ رِزْقُهُ فَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ الثَّقَلَانِ الإنس والجن على أن يسدوا عنه شيئا من ذلك ما استطاعوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this human being a very limited period of time in this world. The real goal of the life of this human being is in fact the life of the hereafter. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a simple comparison between the life of this world and the life of the hereafter, he said, Wallahi mad dunya fil akhirah illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yammi falyanzur bima yarji' aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In comparing this life with the life of the hereafter, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of my Allah, the comparison of this life with the life of the hereafter is not that much as if you were to take your finger, put it in the ocean, lift it up, that droplet of water that remains on your finger, that is the life of this world, and the entire ocean is the life of the hereafter. However, the medium or the platform by which the success or failure of the eternal life of the hereafter will be judged is the manner in which we conduct this life. If we observe throughout the world, every morning there is a mass exodus of movement in humanity. People are converging on the places of commercial enterprise, whether it's the businesses, whether it's the factories, whether it's the industries. Great effort, great time, great energy is utilized in acquiring the material wealth of this world. Behind this entire movement, what is driving this human being? It is a conviction. It is a belief that has entered the heart of this human being. And primarily, what is that belief? By acquiring the material wealth of this world, my needs will be fulfilled. I will gain recognition. I will gain prestige. I will gain honor. One is that belief. And the other is that belief which Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam came to this world with. The sum reality of what Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam came to this world with, Allah Ta'ala encapsulates this in one verse of the Quran. Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيِّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says the industries, the commerce, the rands, the dollars, the gold, the silver, the diamonds, the attractive material wealth of this world, we have beautified it for you. We have made it attractive, we have made it such that insan aspires for this. He makes effort in that direction. But why have we done this? Why have we done this? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says, in order to test you. That which direction does the heart of this human being go? One hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama say this is amongst the most fundamental and important ahadith. for us to understand the meaning and the import of this. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa inna fil jasadi la mudgha. Idha saluhat saluhal jasadu kullu. Wa idha fasadat fasada al jasadu kullu. Ala wa hiya al qalb, ala wa hiya al qalb, ala wa hiya al qalb." He said, in the body of this human being there is a piece of flesh. In other words, the heart. If this piece of flesh is correct, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not talking about the physical heart, that this person has been to the cardiologist and he's got a green light or he's got a clear health report, ECG was done, whatever was done, mashallah, your heart is very healthy. That is not what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to. He said there is a piece of flesh in the body. If that piece of flesh is correct, then the entire body will be correct. And if that piece of flesh is incorrect, then the entire body will be incorrect. And then three times Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reiterated, what is that piece of flesh? He said, hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb, hiya al-qalb. It is the heart, it is the heart, it is the heart, not the physical heart. What is meant is the conviction of the heart, the belief of this heart. What we see, what we hear, what we speak about, the environment which we expose ourselves to, all this is forming a petrol. All this is fermenting a conviction within our heart that is driving us in a certain direction. If all the time we are speaking of Ghairullah, all the time we are looking at Ghairullah, all the time we are thinking about Ghairullah, we are in an environment exposed to the media, exposed to the newspaper, exposed to the TV, exposed to the so-called educational institutions of this world, whether it is the schools or whether it is the universities, which are espousing one message primarily, taking you away from Allah. Then, my respected brothers, that is the petrol, that is the conviction that is going to be formed in this heart, that is going to drive this person in the incorrect direction. Where Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. From every limb of the body of this person, fasad will emanate. Whatever robe he may adorn, as a father he will be a zalim. As a teacher he will be a zalim. As a businessman in the marketplace, he will be a zalim. As a husband, he will be a zalim. Whatever facet or whatever robe he may adorn or whatever facet of society he may occupy, if the conviction of the heart is incorrect, and what is the conviction today that is being espoused in every direction? Like it is said in Urdu, Paisa ho to kaam banega. If you got the Hugo Boss suit on, if you're driving the latest car, if you've got a brimming bank balance, then everyone looks up to you. Then you can do whatever you want. You have got respect. People will listen to you. People will aspire towards your position. All the haram, all the treachery, all the deception, all the bribery, all the falsifying of papers, all the eating up of the haq and the rights of others that are taking place in all the marketplaces of the world today, my respected brothers, primarily is because of this incorrect yaqeen. This incorrect conviction in the heart, to such an extent that today even the person is a namazi, he's got his mata, his forehead on the ground in sajda. He's in sajda. He's saying, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. But what is his heart making sajda to? He has erected idols, idols of commerce, idols of industry, idols of gold and silver and diamonds, idols of the economy of this world. His forehead is on the ground before Allah. But Allah protect us, this heart is making sajda to these idols. That is why in his namaz also he is planning his business. His mind is somewhere else. On the other hand, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if what this person sees is correct, what he hears is correct, what he speaks is correct, the environment that he is in is correct, then the correct conviction and fuel is formed in the heart, the correct yaqeen is formed. And then what does Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says? صلح الجسد كله, from every limb of the body of this person, صلاح and خير will emanate. If this heart is correct, the conviction of the heart. And this is why Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, throughout the ages, the first fundamental primary effort that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made was the correction of the yaqeen of this insan. In alami arwah, every one of us, every soul was asked in the land of the souls, before we were created, before we came into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked every one of us one question. What was that question? Alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? What does Rabb mean? Am I not your nourisher? Am I not your provider? Am I not your sustainer? Your risk and your sustenance, does it not come from me? At that time, everyone replied, Bala, Ya Allah, you are the Rabb. And then we were sent into this world. This short life was given to prepare us to answer the question that is going to come in the qabr. Allah in the qabr is not going to ask anyone by how many namaz you read, whether you made your hajj, whether you gave your zakat. What is the first question that is going to be asked in the qabr? It is a question directed towards this yaqeen. Mar rabbuk, who was your Rabb? Who was the sustainer, nourisher, provider? That is why Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this was the first effort to instill the conviction that Allah, of Allah in this heart, that the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the breaker is Allah, to turn the direction of this heart towards Allah. What is Quran telling us? Whatever this human being desires, whatever he aspires for in this world, it is in Allah's hands. You want izzat, you want respect. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is in Allah's hands. You want help against your enemies. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. It is in the hands of Allah. You want barakat and blessings. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It is in Allah's hands. You want love and acceptance amongst the people. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. In the hands of Allah. You want your problem solved. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That also is in the hands of Allah. Whatever need, whatever requirement you have, turn towards Allah. Let Allah become the focus. Let Allah become the qibla. Let Allah become the direction of this heart. This was the effort of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And that human being who has this correct conviction that Allah is everything, then whatever trial, whatever tribulation, whatever hardship is put in front of him, he will be like a rock, nothing will shake him. Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whipped at night, open bare wounds made to lie on the burning sand of the desert. Rocks were placed on his chest. He was physically dragged. Can we imagine the excruciating pain he underwent? What difficulty, what hardship, they would compete with one another to persecute him, to make him suffer. But the conviction of the heart was correct. What was the response of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu? To such a level of aggression, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, Ahadun Ahad, my Allah is one, my Allah is one, my Allah is one. In other words, I have found Allah, do whatever you want. Hummilu ala al-akhshab, nushiru bil manashir. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings were crucified. Their bodies were cut into pieces. Human beings, metal rods were brought to separate the flesh from the bones of their body. But they did not shake. Why? Because the conviction was correct that Allah is everything. And until this conviction is not corrected, until this yaqeen is not corrected, my respected brothers, to bring our life onto Shariat, to bring our life onto deen will become impossible. We are living in a dirty, filthy environment where from every direction, paisa, 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 wealth is everything, wealth is everything, wealth is everything. What does Quran tell us? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثَا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah says, do you think we created you for these games? What does the person say? I'm working hard. Why are you working hard? I want to earn a lot of money. Why you want to earn a lot of money? I want to give my children a good education. Why you want to give them a good education? They can get a good degree. Why they must get a good degree? They can earn a lot of money. Why they must earn a lot of money? They can give their children a good education and they can get a good degree and they can earn a lot of money. Is this the purpose of this life? Is this why Allah created this heavens and earth? I am breathing in and out. This human being subconsciously breathes in and out 20,000 times every day. 20,000 times in, out, you are breathing, you don't even realize it. You are taking in 8,000 liters of oxygen every day from the environment. Allah has, what is your contribution? You breathe in oxygen which is pure. You breathe out carbon dioxide which is a poison. Allah has put the leaves of the trees, they are carrying out a chemical process and reaction occurs in that leaf, which is mind-boggling. No scientist can reproduce that in any laboratory in this world. To carry out that process of photosynthesis that is going on in that leaf, the leaf has to be green in color. The water is colorless. The sand is brown. The branch of the tree is brown. Where does the green color come from? Have you added some green dye inside? Allah makes that leaf green. That process of photosynthesis takes place. It takes your poison, carbon dioxide in, and it gives out oxygen which is pure, so that the level of oxygen is maintained 21% in the environment, which is conducive for the subsistence of this human being. If the level are to rise up by 2% to 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires would increase 700 times. If it had to go up 2% to 25%, besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. Hundreds, thousands of years have passed, yet Allah has kept it constant, 21%. Where is the funnel? Where is the regulator? Where is the pipe? Where is the gauge? And then look at this insan. Look at the system Allah has put within you. It is said the lungs of this human being, each lung has 150 million air sacs. 10,000 liters of blood are transported by 50 billion tubes in your body to the lungs in a cycle that is happening every day, every 24 hours. Where did this intelligence come from that to purify your blood, you need to give it a bath in oxygen? Where did that know-how come from? This insan does not possess such knowledge. And then what are you doing? You are breathing out. What you are breathing out? Carbon dioxide, which is poison. This earth is spinning at the speed of 24,000 kilometers an hour. It is moving outwards at a speed of 108,000 kilometers an hour. There is a third movement. There is a third movement of this earth. It moves this way a little bit sideways, that way sideways. 23 degrees this way, 23 degrees that way. This third movement brings about the four seasons. This third movement brings about the waves of the ocean. This third movement brings about the movement of the wind. If Allah had not caused the earth to tilt like this, this side and that side, then each time you breathe out, the carbon dioxide would get stuck in front of you. One breath out, carbon dioxide. Then more, then more, then more, till eventually your own breath would poison you. But Allah has created this wind to carry the carbon dioxide away from you to the leaves of the trees so that it can be turned into oxygen to come back into the atmosphere. It is not my intention to go into a complex biology lesson. Unfortunately, nowadays, when it comes to bayans also, our minds are somewhere else. We're not even paying attention. So many of us, this may go straight over our heads. But the point for us to understand is that every breath of air, each time you are breathing in and out, this ah, this sigh, this breath is inviting us to recognize the qudrat of Allah. Who is your Allah? Who is doing all this for you? Each breath of air, Allah is reminding you of His Qudrat. If Allah had to stop just one of these countless balances that are put into place, then what good is your shop? What good is your job? What good is your industry ever going to do for you? We have to bring this conviction that Allah is everything. Allah is everything. Allah is controlling everything in the heavens and the earth. If this conviction is not there, this napak, filthy conviction that we find in every direction that paisa, 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 then what happens? This is what is making it halal for us to lie. This is what is making it halal for us to cheat. He'll be a five-time namazi, but he has eaten up the haq of others. He's going for hajj and umrah upon hajj and umrah. He hasn't paid his debts. All sorts of promises are made at the time of doing the deal. When the time for paying comes, when the time for fulfilling his promise comes. When he did the deal, he was a sheep. When the time to fulfill the promise comes, he becomes a wolf. What is behind this incorrect yaqeen? This failure to realize that I have to stand in front of Allah and give account. The other day I met one businessman. What does he say? He says, "Molli Saab, be realistic. If I don't take loans on interest from the bank, then how am I going to be competitive in the marketplace?" Ask ourselves this question, my respected brothers. That how is it ever going to be possible for such a person to bring his life onto Sharia and Deen, who is prepared to challenge Allah and say that you say that interest is haram, and I say that without involvement in it, my risk and my sustenance cannot come. Who are we challenging? Quran says, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِي. When you will sign on that dotted line, never mind what goes through your mind, I can meet the monthly installments. I've paid the deposit. It is a win-win situation. What is Quran telling you? When you sign on that line, you have declared war with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you ever going to win such a war? This napak yaqeen is not there just amongst the rich, amongst the poor people also. What does the poor man do? He buys a lottery ticket. Then he says, "Molli Saab, make dua, my number comes." Every direction, this incorrect yaqeen. Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, the first effort they made was to correct the yaqeen of this heart that ar-rizqu ala Allah, ar-rizqu ala Allah, ar-rizqu ala Allah, that your rozi and your sustenance is coming from Allah. Understand the vastness of the treasures of your Allah. Ya ibadi, law anna awwalakum wa akhirakum wa insakum wa jinnakum wa hayyakum wa mayyitakum wa radbakum wa yabisakum qamu fi sa'idin wahidin fasa'aluni fa'ataytu kulla insanin mas'alata ma naqasa dhalika mimma indi illa kama yunqisu al-mikhyatu idha udkhila al-bahr. Hadith Qudsi. We've heard it many times before. Try and understand the vastness of Allah's creation. What does Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Allah says that, "Oh my slaves, if the first and the last amongst you, if every insan, every jinnat that ever lived on the surface of this earth, all of you at one time have to gather on one plane, billions and billions and billions and billions of insan, all ask me at one time, English, Arabic, Spanish, Telugu, thousands of different languages, different modes of expression, different accents." It is said India, one of the most populous countries of the world, in India alone, there are 360 different languages. In the world today, they estimate 6,000 different languages. Millions and billions at one time are asking Allah in different languages. Some softly, some loudly, some are dumb. They are speaking from their hearts. What is the qudrat of my Allah? يَسْمَعُ دَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ لَا تُغَلِّتُهُ كَثَّةُ الْمَسَائِلِ. Allah will listen to each one individually. Allah will understand what each one wants. And what does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That Allah says, if I have to give every one of you whatever you ask and beyond that, this will not diminish from my treasures. Not that much. As if you were to take a pin, poke it in the ocean and lift it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the oceans? Not that much will the fulfillment of the desire of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah. If this yaqeen is there in the heart, then whatever temptation is in the marketplace, this person will be like a mountain Ar-rizqu ala Allah, ar-rizqu ala Allah. My sustenance is coming from my Allah. There is no need for me to lie. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? Man ba'a aiban lam yubayyinhu lam yazal fi maqatillah wa lam tazal al malaikatu tal'anuhu. Or kama qala Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he says that businessman who sells something, he sells something which is defective. He hides the defect. He hides the defect. Why? Because he thinks I'm going to earn more. Or I'll lose the customer. My rozi will go away, na'uzubillah. So he hides the defect. He may have done the sale. He thinks he's made a profit. What is the reaction in akhirat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, lam yubayyinhu lam yazal fi maqatillah. He will constantly be in the anger of Allah. And the angels of Allah will continue cursing him. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu passes one person. This person is selling milk. He has mixed water inside. Abu Huraira looks at it and he says, my brother, it appears as if you have mixed water in this milk. Oh my brother, tell me what will happen on that day when the angels of Allah will be standing behind you with whips in their hands and they will command you, separate the water from the milk. Separate the water from the milk. My brother, have you prepared for that day? Where is this conviction? To say Allah is Khaliq, Allah is the creator, is very easy. But it is this sifat of Allah, this quality of Allah, that Allah is Rabb, the sustainer, nourisher, provider. To bring this yaqeen is the most difficult. That is why when Allah begins His Quran, what does Allah begin? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When Allah completes the Quran, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. In between Quran, Inna Rabbakumullah. In between Quran, Dhalikumullahu Rabbukumul Haq. In every rakat of every salah, standing up, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ruku, Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. Stand up, Rabbana Laka Alhamd. Going to sajda, Subhana Rabbi Al-Ala. The sabak of Iman, Allah is Rabb, Allah is Rabb. Start Quran, Allah is Rabb. Finish Quran, Allah is Rabb. In between Quran, Allah is Rabb. In Qawma, Allah is Rabb. In Ruku, Allah is Rabb. Standing up after Ruku, Allah is Rabb. In sajda, Allah is Rabb. And when you leave this world and you go into that 4-foot hole or 6-foot hole in the cover in the ground, the first question in Hilal Masjid, who you made salah to? No. Mar Rabbuk, who was your Rabb? If he lied, if he cheated, if he ate up the haq of the female's inheritance, if he falsified documents to eat up the land of others, my respected brothers, for him to say, Rabbi Allah, will be impossible. Allah protect us. What is the yaqeen inside? If a cassette has music on it, you can press the play button from now till Qiyamah. Qiraat will not come out, music will come out. In the qabr, the question will not be to your knowledge, it will be to what is the conviction in the heart. Mar Rabbuk, who was your Rabb? Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, this was that effort which they made. One day Musa alayhi salam is walking. He passes by a rock. Allah commands him, strike the rock. Strikes it one time, it opens up. Inside is another rock, strike that. He strikes that, it opens up. Inside is another rock, strike that. He strikes that, that opens up. Inside three layers of rock, there is one tiny insect. Tiny insect. And in the mouth of that insect is a blade of grass. Its sustenance, Allah has conveyed it through three layers of rock. Allah commands Musa alayhi salam, put your ears near, listen to what it is saying. He puts his ears near. What is that insect saying? Subhana man yarani. Subhana man yarani. Ya'rifu makani. Yarzuquni wala yansani. Glory be to my Allah, who in three layers of rock is looking at me. Knows my position and my needs. Is sustaining me and has not forgotten me. Once Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatches a jamaat in the Baad of Allah. 400 sahaba. Means were very little. Each one was given a little bit of tosha and provision. One sahabi, Hudayr radiallahu anhu, inadvertently, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot to give him his sustenance. Forgot to give him his provision. What does he do? Not like you and I. First problem, first obstacle, first difficulty, run to the bank manager. Run towards haram. Lie, cheat, do someone down. Allah is saying, Uduni, Uduni, astajib lakum. Call out to me, call out to your Allah. That Allah who has given you the air to breathe. That Allah who has given you this life. That Allah who has prepared jannat for you. What is the need for you to go to haram? What is the need for you to lie and cheat? What is the need for you to eat up the haqq of others? Where is your Allah? Na'uzubillah, have you forgotten your Allah? Allah is testing us, my respected brothers. In the marketplace you will be tested. In your house you will be tested. In every direction you will be tested. Why the purpose of this life? Linabluwakum, to test you. In that halat and condition, do you turn to Allah or do you turn somewhere else? Every Jummah, we hear this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does my Nabi say? It is impossible for you to die. It is impossible for you to die. It is impossible for you to die until Allah gives you your rozi that was written for you. You don't have to lie. You don't have to cheat. Allah puts these obstacles there for you to turn to Allah. Udu'uni. Allah says, call out to me. Astajib lakum, I will respond to you. What does the sahabi do? He was entitled to the provision, he was not given. What does he do? He turns to Allah. Oh my Allah, your Nabi didn't give me, I didn't ask. Your Nabi forgot me, you have not forgotten me. Oh my Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Ya Allah, sustain me through your zikr. The call of the sahabi causes the door of the arsh to break. Jibreel is sent to Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You forgot to give Hudayr his provisions. Immediately someone is dispatched that give him these provisions and come back and report to me. What does he say? This person runs behind Hudayr, catches up with the Jamaat. As he is approaching Hudayr, he can hear him saying, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Reaches him, Hudayr. Huzur ne maazirat kya? Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has apologized, he forgot about you. Allah sent Jibreel, these are the provisions that have been sent for you. No sooner he hears this, he looks up to the heavens. Alhamdulillah. الذي ذكرني من فوق عرشه ومن فوق السبع سماواته اللهم كما لم تنس حذير فجعل حذيرا لا ينساك. Shukr to you my Allah, gratitude to you my Allah, who remembered me from above his arsh, who remembered me from above the seven heavens. Oh my Allah, like you never forgot me, let me never forget you. In the womb of our mothers for 9 months, Allah never forgot us. Stage upon stage, Allah never forgot us. When we came into this world, we were helpless. Allah never forgot us. In the dead of night, we cry before Allah. My Allah has not forgotten us. Whatever haram we are doing, Allah is not taking away these eyes. Allah is not taking away the ears. Allah is not taking away the hands and feet. Our Allah has never forgotten us. Our Allah has never forgotten us. Why do we forget Allah? Why do we find it so easy to go towards haram? The sahabi says this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the sahabi returns, he conveys, this is what Hudayr said, Alhamdulillah, Alladhi dhakarani min fawqi arshihi, wa min fawqi sab'i samawatihi, Allahumma kama lam tansa Hudayr, faj'al Hudayran la yansaak. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? If only you could see, the whole universe lit up with the noor of these kalimat. The light of this lit up the entire world. What was it? The yaqeen. The conviction in the heart. This is why we are encouraged. Establish the halqa of ta'aleem at home. This is why we are encouraged. Go out in the path of Allah. Go gully to gully, town to town, alley to alley, and speak of Allah's greatness. Raise the name of Allah. Give the da'wah towards Allah so that this correct conviction can enter the heart so that the noor of that can permeate to every aspect of our life. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhirna alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.